before you go, if I may, just a final thing.
Yes.
Is you know, we really like to be practical, tactical, and down to earth on the Barefoot Broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
you know, we find that the best people that barring Lumpy Custard, of course, are those who are just in that kind of vicinity of thinking, I'm so glad I heard this show. That is exactly where I am. And this, the person who might be listening to this show tonight thinking, you know, this might be sometime in the future from the archive, and they see the awakening human being. Oh, that sounds interesting. I'll have a look at that. And they're thinking to themselves, yes, that's exactly for me. I'm stuck. I do want to design a kitchen. And I do expect my husband to make me happy. But I think I'm ready to make a change. What's the first change, apart from reading your book, obviously, what's the first thing somebody can do when they get that first chink of light, of awakening? What's the best way to sort of embed and take action on that?
Yeah, well, I think, again, in the Awakening Human Being, the book itself, I have a lot of practical exercise, but I think just a short thing that you can do is ask yourself, what is preventing you from being happy right now? And whatever comes up, whatever story comes up, whatever it is that you feel that you lack, or whatever is so-called wrong with your life right now, whatever comes up, when you ask yourself this question, what is preventing me from being happy right now? Write it down on a piece of paper, and if it's more than one thing, write them all down, and then look at those stories and investigate it and find out, what is it that you are believing that is preventing you from experiencing the radiance of your true nature right now? So that's a good place to start. You will see that you have a lot of stories. You will see that you are comparing yourself. You're comparing this moment to some unrealistic expectation you have. And it's always a story that's preventing you. So it's really, really, and when that clicks, it's really, really, it's like, whoa. I mean, it's just so amazing, the freedom that arises when you see that. Because really, if you think about it, if you couldn't compare this moment to any other moment, what could be wrong with this moment?
Yeah. Absolutely wonderful, Barbara. You've been a wonderful guest to have. Thank you for being so generous with your time and joining us tonight.